This is Will Wheaton. You're listening to Radio Brendoman.
Welcome to another episode of Radio Brendoman. I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
And we were just talking about getting ready for Comic-Con Palm Springs.
Right, it's starting this Friday. Saturday, Sunday.
It's happening.
Less than a week away.
Less than a week. We just put up the schedule.
Yeah, it's on.
The real schedule and not the schedule on the Comic-Con Palm Springs website. That's not correct as of right now.
Put that in the Radio Brendoman folder. We'll make a note to do that too, so it's there for listeners.
In the folder?
I mean, in the group on Facebook, too.
It's on my Facebook page.
Well, I know, but just
it's
in case.
It's on the Comic-Con Springs.
Just in case. I'll make a mental note.
We'll spread it around like wildfire.
Share it everywhere,
because right now, if you go on the Comic-Con Springs page, the schedule is all
weird. We have an hour and a half Radio Brendoman show and a two-hour Mandarin Orange show.
Because Mandarin Orange show over 2 hours. At what point would Janelle just like
How long do I have to talk in front of people? Like, how
she's
long
gonna be fine.
I know that. I'm not worried about it, but she doesn't want to do 2 hours. We don't need 2 hours. I don't know where 2 hours came from.
It came from the mind of a genius.
I guess. Actually, what I told him is I'm the most important, so make my thing the longest.
Yeah, you're sure. You're like, I don't know where this two-hour Mandarin Orange show with a bunch of missing things came from.
I don't know. Sorry, other people that I helped book there.
Oh, wait. Phil Con. What?
Well, you know, I mean, they should just...
The Vecchio Lounge.
This year it's brought to you by Stan Lee, but I'm working for my name up there on the marquee next time. So. Brought to you by Phil.
Oh, yeah, and, like, I don't understand how they're, like, this is no longer being advertised as Stan Lee's last appearance because he's totally doing a ton of stuff at Kamikaze, which is also his convention.
It's like Kramer, starting now.
Yeah.
The last one for October, or for August.
Well, this year's San Diego Comic-Con was his last San Diego Comic-Con. Until next
year. For 2016.
It's like the electrical parade.
Right, yeah.
Which they're bringing back again.
Yeah, he's going in the vault. For this year.
My joke about the electrical parade that I don't think anybody got was I was like, how many dads have been fooled by that electrical parade? Like, I know, because, like, most dads I know don't like parades. You don't like the parades.
Yeah, but the electrical parade.
But how many times, but your kids and your wife are like, but it's leaving. It's leaving forever. That has been happening since, when was the first electrical parade farewell tour?
Something,
80s. It was like in the 80s. They've been doing that. Forever.
Yeah.
It's like that furniture store.
Yeah, going out
of every furniture store.
Yep.
And like, at what point are people just like...
But
people still buy it.
I know.
I've watched that stupid parade a few times thinking it was going to be the last time.
To be fair, the music, I have the greatest credit for that music.
It's great.
Care about sitting and watching the...
But I also think it's crazy that they're already mothballing this like other parade that they spent a fortune
on.
Which
one?
The Paint the Night.
Oh, the one at Disneyland?
Yeah. That is a lot like the electrical parade, just like newer.
Just like newer technology, yeah.
So now they're like, we don't want this, we want the old one from the 70s?
But here's the thing, they're just rotating it out. I bet you if it was...
Because now it's the Paint the Night farewell tour.
Right, and then it'll be the next thing is farewell tour.
Well, they've never brought back Light Magic.
Yeah, but Light Magic was bad, right?
Yeah, apparently this was good. I mean, I watched part of it. I don't like that song. That Paint the Night song is annoying.
Here's my
Somebody
thing.
Was playing
Which
it.
One?
It was Anthony's song on his show. Yeah, I know.
Owl City. I like that song, but regardless, I don't care
like
about parades.
One song over and over.
Well, that's true. They could mix it up a little bit, but. I've never understood the appeal of parades ever. I had a bad parade experience as a kid.
This is why. It's like your fair experience.
It is like the fair. So, you know, the Rose Parade is like the New Year's Rose Parade.
Yeah,
huge
but that's
deal.
Like a nightmare.
Okay, well, when I loved watching it on TV with my grandparents.
Yeah.
And so we'd watch it every year. And one year, my parents were like, you know what, we're going to go to it.
Ugh.
So we go down. We went the night before.
Everybody I know that's actually gone to the Rose Parade is like, never go to the Rose Parade. It's the worst.
So we went the night before. We camped out. We got a spot right on the street. We slept on cement.
Oh, I remember. I've heard this story.
I probably told you before. Yeah. But just in case. It's been a while.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
It was a part of the parade where the floats weren't even, like,
that's
out.
Part of it. That's part of it. So, yes, we discovered.
They, like, all collapsed or something?
Yeah, it was right before an overpass. So all the things had to fold down before it got there. So all the stuff was, like, closed up as it went past us.
And plus, a bunch of people came right
we woke
right
up
in
the morning and everyone had, like, crowded out in front of us. And so we, like, couldn't even see. So we're, like, back behind 20 people and the stuff's all folded down. I'm like, I could see better on the TV. And it was just a... And
yeah, but that's not... But how does that translate to I hate all parades?
Because... It just, I don't know.
But other parades are fun.
But they're not. It's just you're standing there and something goes by you. Big deal. Why don't I go to look at it?
Why don't you're looking at it as it's going by you.
I gotta wait in line for something to, like, go by me?
People waving at you and dancing.
I can wave at people without waiting in line.
And floats.
I don't know. Just don't care.
All right.
I'm an old grouch bike like that, I guess, too. I mean, if my kids want to watch one, that's fine.
Andrew went and he had seats in the stands.
Well, yeah, that's, but see, I feel like you have to reserve that ahead of time somehow.
It's like the Oscar stands.
Something like that. Like, I think there's, like, a lottery.
Do you know,
maybe,
like, the lottery, yeah, cause it's probably, like, the Oscars, cause those Oscar bleachers, I remember I tried for, like, 5 years to get Oscar bleacher tickets, and it's, like, crazy, and even if you do win, you have to get there, it's, like, just like that, you still have to get there, like, stupid early,
right.
And, like, sit there all day. But I really wanted to. There was a period where I'm like, because I also applied to be a seat filler for a while,
right?
And then I was like, what if I do get it? Then I'd have to, like, get a tuxedo.
That's true.
And, like, but I never got it.
Right, right. But you would have to.
But then I had to get a tuxedo because I remember, like, Cameron and Erica did it once.
Yeah.
And, like, I really wanted to do it. But I also, but again, like, getting those bleacher tickets.
It's Corey,
like,
Cockle same. Does that. She still does that, I think, where she goes to, like, different award shows and does seat filling. I don't know. So ever since then, I just don't care as much. I don't know.
I found out WWE uses seat fillers for, like, the front row and stuff.
Yeah.
Because, like, when people get up to go to the bathroom, they don't want it to look, like, on the TV side, on the camera side, they don't want it to look like the seats, people aren't in the seats.
So could you apply for that?
Well, it's like you have to do it through the arena, and it's like a big – it's pretty much like a set group of people, like, it, depending on where you are. Like, I heard in L.A., they actually use, like, a extras agency.
Okay. Well, that makes, like, sense.
They want, like
– want pro people sitting there.
I guess.
Sitting in the front row.
Because, yeah, I was reading Reddit posts from people that do it.
Huh.
And, like, they said, though, sometimes, though, if it's, like, for somebody that's only – if it's for, like, a celebrity guest that only is on there for, like, one match, and then you just get to be in the front row for, like, the whole rest of the time.
That's cool.
So, like, that would be awesome. But yeah, so, like, a lot – anything else exciting going on with you this week?
Well, it's been – I mean, you know, we're in school now.
Busy, nose grindstone.
Did two birthday parties this weekend. This weekend was nuts. Like, yeah, I know you guys went and did your thing, which we'll talk about later.
I saw you had your family game night.
We did the family game night, but that was after two birthday parties on Saturday.
So this is where I don't think I could handle being the parent of a kid, because my nightmare scenario is, like, kids' birthday parties.
Oh.
Like, even at Audrey and Luke's birthday parties, like, sometimes I'm just like, I don't belong here. Like, cause, like, I'm like, people, like, but, Derek was a guest on another podcast, yes.
Oh, what show?
So he can do other podcasts, just apparently not his.
Not Popsicle, not his own. He's moonlighting.
Hey, I've been on other podcasts. So I don't have any problem with that. Yeah. But he didn't, like, he just dropped it.
Just did it.
But it's fine. I mean, I'm glad. I forgot what the podcast is. I should look that.
Find out.
No, I can look right now because it's on his Facebook. But, like, how do you operate at these kid parties? Because I know you hate weddings because you hate small talk.
Yeah.
What is the scenario at these kid parties?
Well, oh, here you go. He's got it right here.
Andrew Does Your Favorite Movie Suck?
That's the podcast.
And he talked about Dick Tracy, which sounds awesome because if you don't know, Dick Tracy is one of Derek's all-time faves.
I guarantee you he said it does not suck.
And you should check it out.
Yeah, so here's the thing. It can be much worse or better. It depends on who you're with. So, like, the first one was for Luke's friend, and they
It's like the kids go off and play, and then what do you
right.
do?
Well, fortunately, they're, like, I'm friends with several of the parents.
Okay.
You know, like, because I know them a lot from just hanging out in the mornings and stuff. So that's fine. Like, that's not so bad. I'm not like meeting, you know, third cousin Jeffrey, who I've got to talk to about his, you know, whatever, his Alzheimer's. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, you're just getting those.
You got
weird,
third
like,
cousin Jeffrey from Seinfeld.
Oh, maybe so.
Your cousin Jeffrey is in the forestry department.
Yeah, that's probably true. It's just like in my brain. But anyway, so this, that one, that's not so bad. Then the second one was a pool party. And so that's like a whole nother level of like intense. But it's
when you're like outside in the sun.
So that one, Janelle and I, like, we just sat near the pool because we were like basically the only adult supervision for a lot of it. So for the pool part. Mm-hmm. So we, you know, we're. Want to make sure nobody drowns or anything. So we just kind of hung out by the pool and stuff.
You don't want those kids to drown.
So that was easy. And, I mean, I know some of the people there, too, but we actually didn't, like, mingle too much in that one just because of that. So it was painless. It wasn't, like, bad, but you're right. They're not my favorite activities.
I don't know. I feel like by the time my kids are, like, 11, I'm like, bro, party's done.
Well,
over.
So... The first
more
one,
parties.
we were at birthday parties for like 6 hours on Saturday, then drove up to Big Bear, did 5 hours of games on Saturday, and then 5 hours more on Sunday.
Matthew finally won at Risk.
Yeah, each person won at least one game, so that was pretty cool.
But you picked all the games?
But yeah, I got to dictate everything. I got to say how long we played
and
it.
The rules.
I got to set the
you
rules.
You were the rules lawyer.
I got to do everything. I was in charge.
Feel drunk with power.
Here's the thing, Risk in particular, because my mom hates Risk, and Janelle's not a big fan.
A lot of people don't like Risk.
I know it's a very divisive game. I realize, but
which is
I
crazy because
it
it's awesome.
Much, and that was like, I'm like, if I don't have them play Risk now, I'll never get to play.
Although
it
I can only be the black team.
Why is that?
I thought this is
just
because I'm colorblind.
Oh, okay.
And I start moving other people's pieces.
I can see that. I can see that. Well.
Which has happened every time I play Risk and I'm not the black team.
Well, if you play with me, I just, like, help move them around anyway, so. Because I did, like, I planned it ahead of time so that I could do a speed round on it, you know. Because I knew, like, people would get grumpy. And the rule was everyone had to play with a good attitude no matter what I made us do. That was written
into the
deal.
You're like
the
boy in the Twilight Zone episode.
That was written into the deal.
You're like, everyone's like, happy thoughts, happy thoughts.
And
did you, like, send them to the cornfield?
No, I just had my phone out. And if someone, like, either if someone, like, you know, went on their phone for too long or went in the bathroom, I'd, like, stop the time. So I made sure I got my maximum amount.
My gosh. And everyone just, like, big smiles.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, that Bad attitude.
You're the kid.
Yeah, but I won that privilege. So there you go.
Because you lost a bunch of weight.
Because I lost weight. And our next weigh-in is not this weekend, because this weekend's coming.
Wait, this is
spring.
Another round?
The next round ends the following weekend.
How much money do you get this time?
Same deal. It's the first place is $350 plus a game day.
That's
and
a
then
lot of...
Second place is $100 and third place is $50. And then everything else loses.
But if you and Janelle both win, that's like you're
that's
getting some
well, in
dollars.
The last two rounds, we both came in first and second place, so.
Man, your family needs to step it up.
Well, so here's the thing.
I know you're listening.
This time, we're doing the same, but the next time we've come up with a different arrangement because I think
so
everyone's tired
winning.
Of paying as much. So we're still going to do the game day, but instead of like just straight up money, the runners up all have to buy food and snacks and stuff for the game day, so that it kind of spreads it out a little bit more.
People are tired of just giving you
just
guys
basically. I think they're
of
tired
money.
Of just showing up at our house and handing us cash. But they all. I mean, I'm not forcing anyone. It's you know, it's their option.
That's exciting. I mean, like you said, we'll talk about it later. But I went to the Comic Con, LA Comic Book Sci-Fi Con. In Los Angeles with Andrew and Derek and Derek's friend Pat.
Yeah.
And we had a good time. And Andrew sold a ton of Disney
pins.
Cleaned
up.
He did well. Actually sold things this time.
Which is a big step up
from
last
time. Which, again, we'll talk about all this. But
yeah.
Derek did all right.
Good.
And everybody, I mean, it was fun.
To me, those things are just fun. It's fun to hang out.
Fun.
And if you can make some money back, sweet.
And then I just think about, I'm glad I'm not making a living doing this because that's got to be real stressful because it's like super feast or famine.
Right. If you're depending on that, I can see that being super stressful. For us, it's just like, hey, it's good, blah, blah, blah.
Well, when you see these guys and they're like just filling entire multiple carts full of and like 50 long boxes, that's so – and they got the big giant vans and like – and then if you don't sell a ton of stuff –
because
like,
I could see someone not buying anything from one of them again,
you're
something
just like
that.
That's, like, really, like, you're screwed.
Yeah.
But I had a good time, and then, like, I don't know, it's still been pretty hot, but it's finally cooled off. Actually, last night, it was super cooled off and people were actually outside, and it was weird seeing everybody outside. It was like, right. We all came out of our caves. There was like people like barbecuing, right. Kids playing. Because it was like the first like non-super hot. Over 100.
It was warm, but not yeah, but like
it's,
crazy.
It's definitely like, it's like, it'll like, it was, I think it was like 90.
Yeah.
In like San that. Bernardino. So like.
It was like 88 up here or something
and,
like that.
And like, which still, like, I actually like did the like, eat my lunch in my car, listen to podcasts.
Right.
I mean, it was warm, but it wasn't like, I'm gonna die because it's 109 degrees right now.
Well, and see, I'm driving around in the truck almost every day, which has no air conditioning also. So we're all, we're in that same. I'm glad we're not dying every time we drive somewhere.
Ugh.
So that's been good.
Yeah, so that's good. And then other than that, I mean, not much going on. I just was hanging out.
Yeah?
Watching some wrestling. Watching some other shows. Which, again, we'll talk about. But right now, we got some reader mail.
That's right.
People finally wrote in some reader mail. That's good.
This one, I read this one, and it made me laugh out loud, so I'm excited about this.
This is from Mark Bolton.
Yes.
And he writes, hey, guys, Mark Bolton again. Oh, yeah, because the subject of this was, wait, I don't want to mess it up, because even the subject was amusing.
Well, our last episode and title.
Our last episode title was Head of the Family. So the subject of Mark's email was, I'm trying to stall as like head of the family circus. Because we talked about
family circus.
That should have been the episode title.
He beat us to it.
He was better. His was better. He one-upped us.
Yep. You win that one.
And he writes, hey guys, Mark Bolton again. I had to fess up. I was the one that bought the film Head of the Family from the Amazon segment.
That's
we talked
awesome.
About this last week. There's a great bad movie podcast called The Flop House.
Huh.
I'm gonna have to check this out.
Yeah.
And one of the hosts has a trifecta of favorite movies. Head of the Family, Castle Freak, and The Invisible Maniac.
Huh.
All top caliber films. I want to watch all three, but they're so good, they're not available on Netflix. And you gotta pay $3 or $4 to rent them from Amazon Prime or my cable company. I'd rather just pay another $3 and own a physical copy forever. Until it disintegrates.
True. Although, it'll last you quite a while.
So I think I want a copy of D.C. Pearson's novel. He thinks he won a copy.
Well, he definitely...
The Boy Who Couldn't Sleep and Never Had To.
You gave that away. I think that was right.
No, I gave him a different one.
Oh, okay.
I gave away...
it was another D.C. Pearson, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Crap Kingdom.
Oh, that's right.
Because...
No, wait. Was that... I think maybe that was one he got from a gift exchange.
Yeah,
I think maybe. That's what that was.
Maybe.
I feel like maybe even...
From one of us.
I think maybe I got that for him.
Maybe.
I can't remember. I think that's what that was. It was a gift.
Oh, there you go.
I'm pretty sure.
And he says, I finally started it because I read it and loved it. I think I actually talked about it. This was back in the Begged and Boarded days because I met DC and I'm like, and he's like, I have a book. And I was like, oh, I'll read your book. And he's a good guy. And anyways, so he says he finally read it. I'm about 100 pages in. I'm really enjoying it. He captured being a weird, nerdy high school kid really well. It's also a really interesting premise. That's where I made Derek angry because he's like, what's it about? And I'm about, it's about a boy who can't sleep and doesn't have
doesn't
to.
Have to.
He's like, that's the title of the book. I'm like, that's what it's about.
Sums it up pretty well.
And stuff happens.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. This part is what had me laughing.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
This is really great. I've got a fat alert for you guys. Over the weekend, my wife and I went up to Chicago to see comedian Maria Bamford, who's amazing.
That's pretty cool.
Do stand up. The theater we were at is really old, especially the seats. I feel like that's true of a lot of things in Chicago.
Yeah.
It's what happens when you live in the old city.
It's true.
I was sitting for about 2 minutes, resituated myself in the seat, and snap, I broke some screw out of an extra support thing. I kept my full weight off the back, but the seat kept creaking and moving slowly back during the entire comedy show. You should have complained. Maybe they would have given me, like, VIP seats or something.
That's true.
It didn't really break much, but I guess that's also... Excuse me.
Yeah, I'm so bad. I broke your thing. I'm sorry.
See, we had a problem at Smogcastle where sometimes the seats would break, but not because of people.
Just because the seats are old and junky.
Well, not that they were old and junky, just not that they were not quite installed correctly.
Weren't you part of that team?
I was not
complete.
I... I was around, but it wasn't even the installation team's okay. fault, really.
Okay.
It was a, I'm not going to, I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
I'll leave it at whose fault it was. You, anybody that's aware of the situation can do the math. I kept my full weight off the back seat, but the seat kept creaking and moving slowly back to the entire comedy show. It didn't really break much more, but God help the next heavy person that sits in it. So, alert for the person that goes to that theater in Chicago, don't sit in Mark's seat.
I just love the visual of Mark, like, slowly tilting back further and further through the whole thing. Like, what was the person behind him thinking? Like, what is this guy doing? And then, like, constantly being...
What if like, Maria Bamford's, like, looking right at him and he just like...
Because what? He's living in constant fear that it's going to just collapse at any moment. I love that.
Have you ever broken a chair?
I don't think so.
I haven't either. And that's, like, my... That I have, a like... Fear. It's definitely a fear. Because I've seen it happen. About it, I'm always aware of it and I am cautious. Like, I've avoided breaking chairs because I'm like, yep. That chair's gonna break.
There's many times when I'm like, no, I'm fine standing. Yeah. It's okay. And they're like, no. And I'm like, I'll stand.
Yeah.
It's okay. In fact, at the birthday party this weekend, at the pool party, Janelle's like, oh, come sit by me on this bench. And I'm like, I don't think so. I'm gonna stand up. Because it just had that look. I don't want that. I do not. I'd rather stand up through an entire party than be the guy laying on my back saying I just broke this chair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you for sharing that story.
Oh, and then he says, anyway, love the, and that was it. His email got cut off.
Oh, I thought maybe you just didn't cut and paste it.
I did not.
That was, oh,
okay. I will, as proof.
Okay.
I will show Phil the proof, but I mean, maybe we get to, maybe it's like Mad Libs.
That's true. Love the cookies. Everything. Yeah, love the
cookies.
Love the cookies.
Love the Phil and love Brendo.
The pizza toots.
Yeah.
Oh, all those things.
Love the...
Love, or maybe he was just signing off. Love the Mark Bolton. And he forgot to put his name. He
didn't even put that.
Well, maybe that's what he's going for.
I'd like to think, well, maybe he, like...
Maybe he wanted us to make up a cool nickname for him to fill in for his sign-off there.
M-Dog.
Is that a cool name?
Sure.
Okay.
Mark.
Marky Mark and the Bolton Bunch?
No.
No, M-Dog is better? That is. Love the. It's cut off there.
Love the. Love the world.
Love the.
Love the.
Love the. You know, I do. It's an interesting
word. Loves the word the.
What part of speech is that? I mean, how do you define the?
Well, Mario is back.
What does Mario say?
He's not mad at me, apparently.
Oh, good.
I was a little concerned.
He's got thick skin.
If you guys were to interview Werner Herzog, but limited to 5 questions each, that's not really limiting.
Okay.
But only allowed to do it in a Werner Herzog voice, what would that sound like? And what would you ask?
First of all, it would sound bad, because I think I cannot do I mean, without even listening to him, I don't know if I could even duplicate it.
Phil, because it's kind of like, here's what I like to think. Now that I've watched some more Herzog movies,
okay,
it's almost like imagine Arnold Schwarzenegger when he's like 80.
Yeah. But he's also, like, lived other places, so it's, like,
got, yeah,
like, hints of
a little bit more. But it's very, because there's times where he's, like, and then it's, like, in its prime, and I gotta, like, he gets all, like, excited.
What was it like to move the boat over the land to the other part of the water?
That sounds a lot of Arnold. That's too much
Arnold.
That's
what I'm saying. There's no way. That would be terrible.
Well, I sometimes do, because when we talk to him, and he was like, I don't care about Comic-Con. I'm just here with my wife. I'm very intrigued by what is happening with these people. There's so many people. My greatest regret, because I was just so in awe of what was happening, that I'm kind of, my immediate instinct was like, we gotta get the photo and get out of here. We just gotta leave. It was almost like Grizzly Man. Just like leave. Like it's cause, yeah. But I also knowing, especially what I know now of Werner Herzog, I'm like, I'm pretty sure we could have sat there and chilled with Werner Herzog for a while. And he was very much like, he was so chill.
Yeah.
It was, I was like, I almost wanted to be like, can you be my grandpa? Like,
well, I also think, we were probably in a minority of people that recognized
Nobody
him.
Nobody knew who he was.
I don't think anyone else knew that he was someone to even recognize.
And because afterwards people were like, who was that?
Yeah, who were you guys just talking
to? I'm like, I'm like, we don't deserve to know.
No, you don't get to know. You don't get to know.
But anyway, I would be, okay, so I would ask him, I would definitely ask him, I don't know, there's so much things I'd want to ask him.
That's tough.
What? I'd be like, what? Make what? This is bad. I can't do this.
Okay, we demonstrated the voices. Makes you don't have to do it all.
I would ask him, like, what? Because he does both documentary and scripted films right. extremely well. And I'm like, because now, well, see, I'm going to, because, like, he was just on Marin, and Marin asked him, like, so many awesome things. But I guess, like, asking him, like, how do you decide what to do and when is it, like, all right, I'm going to do a documentary.
Right.
Or, like, all right, I'm going to do this thing. And, like, and then, like, what is the process like when you're doing that? Because, like, how do you separate that? And how do you do both? And, but he did say that, like, he writes his documentaries. Like, there's a script.
Right. I mean, with any documentary, there's at least
somewhat. But especially with him, like, he basically admits that he, like, will play with reality a bit and, right. And create situations.
Well, so, and here's where my questions would come in, because I think my favorite thing that he's done is the Loch Ness one. What's yeah. it called? In Search of Loch Ness? No. I can't even remember the title of it now, but where he goes and looks in Loch Ness. Because that one is totally like a mix of like, is it at all documentary? Is it yeah. completely acted? So I would just ask him all about that. Because first of all, I think not a lot of people have seen that one. And second of all, like, it's just, I love like, you know, cryptids and the whole like stuff. So what is his take on that? Does he really think something was there? Or, you know, like, I would love to peel that stuff apart. Plus, how much of the, was he acting? How much of what's on screen is really him? That's the kind of things I would want to know. Yeah. But I would say it all in a terrible accent if that's what I had to do.
I would ask him, how awesome was it to be on Parks and Recreation?
Yes.
And how fun was that? And also, like, how do you choose? Because you know he's got to get offered, like, a ton of those kind of. And, like, how do you pick when, like, you get offered all this stuff? And what was it like? Like, I would ask him, like, who is more intense, you or Nick Cage? And when you guys, like, join forces together, how did the world not explode? Like, your forces combined. And then, like, is the reason why you haven't worked together again because the world would explode?
The universe has had enough.
Like, because that was just... Take. Have you seen that? Like, the what was it called? Crap. The movie that they did. Bad. Oh, now I'm going to...
I know that it happened, but no, I did not see it.
Hold on. Because I watched it and it was a Bad Lieutenant. Bad Lieutenant.
I'm aware of it, but I did not see it. No.
And it was... It was amazing.
Because it's also one of the best subtitles. Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans. Like,
yeah.
That's quite a...
And then I'm like, mouthful. What makes you choose that over, like, however many... And then, like...
Right.
And was it just so he could work with Nick Cage?
Maybe he just likes Cajun food.
Maybe, like, New Orleans.
Yeah.
I
see that.
And then I would ask him, like, what were his... Like, because I would have loved to have followed up with him. Because that was, like, I think, like, on a Friday... And I would have been like, what were your impressions of Comic-Con?
Right. What do you think,
man? And, like, you should do... Because, like, Morgan Spurlock did a documentary about Comic-Con. What would your Comic-Con would like documentary look like?
It would be amazing.
I can't wait for his new movie. You know what his new movie... It's all about the internet. And, like, is it good? Is it bad? Okay. What is it doing to us as a society? It sounds amazing.
Here's the thing. With a voice like his, I don't care what his
documentary is. I'll just listen to him talk about anything. Which I do. I'll just put it on. Although, I'll get to it. But I tried to watch. He didn't direct it. They just used him as a voiceover. Have you ever watched it's called like Dinotopia or Dinotopia, I think is what it's called.
I watched part of it because it's like a mini series, right?
Yeah. But it's like, it's weird because it's like, part documentary, part just like fictionalized story about these dinosaurs. Because
that's how the book is. Have you ever read the book?
No.
Oh, the book's amazing. It's presented like a historical document about this real place where people live with dinosaurs.
So,
and it's like a collection of like letters and stuff. It's real cool.
Well, and it starts out, I mean, it's great because it's like Werner Herzog going like 10 million years ago, and he's like narrating it. Right. But then there'll be these long parts of just like these dinosaurs doing stuff. And there was a scene. I can't handle animal movies where animals are in peril or dying. and apparently that includes dinosaurs. Even because there's a scene ones. Like at the very beginning where like it's this mother like I think velociraptor or something, and like there's a bunch of little baby velociraptors, and then one of them goes up and tries to fight a brontosaurus,
right.
And then the brontosaurus just like shatters this baby velociraptor's like skull, and it's like sitting there slowly dying alone because it ran off, right. And then the mom comes and finds her, and it's like super graphic. Like, it is super, like, this like, freaking baby velociraptor's, like, jaws, like, hanging off. And I'm, like, and it's, like, all whimpering. And it's, I'm, like, and I had to turn it off. Like, I'm, like, bawling. I cannot handle this. But didn't you
think Werner Herzog would be involved with something that was just, like, cutesy and sweet?
I don't know, but I was, like, it's dinosaurs. And then I'm, like, why am I caring so much about this little baby velociraptor? Velociraptors
are the bad guys.
But I couldn't handle it. It was just like I walked out of the bear as soon as like the mom died. I was like, I'm out. The
bear, they tortured us with that in school. I mean, that's just mean.
Well, I would I can't handle animal movies because they all die or bad things happen and animals in peril. We were
stressing throughout all of Pete's Dragon.
Which
we won't say what happens either way, but I just know you were sitting the whole time like,
I don't
gonna,
like
what's
going
to happen? What are they going to do?
I don't like that. I don't like it. I get stressed out.
I know.
I cannot handle animal movies. Like, I can't. Because they all, like, especially the ones you watch when you're a kid, they just really mess you up bad.
Yeah.
Old Yeller.
You know,
where the red fern grows.
Animals are never going to live. All,
except for Incredible Journey and Milo and Otis. Except in Milo and Otis, they didn't die in the story of the movie, but they sure as heck died in real life.
That's right.
And then when you find that out, at like, which, oh my gosh.
See, I didn't.
Don't look that up on the internet. No. Don't.
I hated that movie in school, though. They showed that, like, all the time.
Their accents
are
so cute.
Sick of it, though.
The little pug.
Every time we had a rain day or a snow day, it's like, all right, Milo and Otis. I'm like, we already watched this.
There were hundreds of Milo and Otises.
I know. Not anymore.
It's terrible. Okay.
All right.
But, yeah, so, like, I don't know. I just, those are the ones we like. The Old Yeller, like, I mean, I think I already said that one. But, like,
yeah.
they're all horrible.
We all know. The animal's going to die.
Why do people watch those?
Because it's an easy, like, they know they can get to that heartstring immediately.
Ugh. Like I can't handle it.
But they know it's going to work every time. What about the end of Harry and the Hendersons?
When they make
Harry leave.
Ugh.
We call that whenever there's a part in a movie where
I got
where
mad to, like, at my mom where I'm like, why did you bring me to this?
Well, we started watching that with our kids at one point, and I was like, oh, I don't know if we're ready for this. We kind of like shuffled it off and did something else.
Have they seen Old Yeller?
No, not yet.
When do you show them Old Yeller?
I don't know. Like,
because I saw it like way young.
Because they showed on Disney Channel and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. But whenever there's like at the end of a movie when someone's got to make the animal leave and they throw a rock at, go, just go.
Well, dude, like even
we
like
call that the Harry and the Hendersons ending.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah, like the ant.
Ant-Man.
Yeah. Ant-Man, yeah. That's two ants that died from Disney.
You, the second you saw that ant in Ant-Man,
you
knew that thing's dead.
Yep. Once it's got a name, that's it. But what does Disney have against giant ants? That's two movies.
Giant ants are, when you think about the idea of a giant ant, it is terrifying.
But they're cute in both of them.
But they can also, they're also capable of...
It's true. It's terrifying.
I don't know. All right, so
what else is Mario saying?
And then this I completely agree with.
All right.
Phil writes, he says to Phil.
Okay, to
Phil. The Get Along Gang beats the Shirt Tales hands down.
I disagree.
Get Along Gang was awesome.
Great. But the Shirt Tales, first of all, they were like a spy ring that lived in a tree in the park.
The Get Along Gang lived in a freaking boxcar.
Yeah, that's like weak.
That boxcars are cool.
So they had computers and stuff and they had all the animals. They wore shirts. And then they got the crotchety old guy.
Shirts.
They got the crotchety.
They wore shirts.
You got the crotchety old guy that always tries to chase them down.
The Get Along Gang went on missions and solved mysteries.
But it was like all like cutesy putesy. They get along, and Shirtails is cool. Plus, Shirtails is harder to find because it was only on the USA train.
Before that, it was on Saturday mornings.
No, that's what I mean, but it only didn't show all the time. It would show like every fourth week. It was like the Zelda to Mario. No,
it was on when it was on normal TV.
It wasn't on very much. Yes. I'm telling you, it had an irregular airing schedule.
Once it was on USA. It didn't originate on USA.
It was very briefly on Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. So it was really hard to watch. Whereas Get Along Gang was like on all the time.
That's because it was way better.
No, disagree.
I don't know. I just remember I had a Get Along Gang like playset that was freaking awesome, and all Shirtails had were those like little figures.
Yeah, just because they didn't get as wide. Just because they weren't.
Their
like,
figures
as well
were like
developed.
Monchichis.
Just because they weren't as well.
And
developed
Monchichis
with merchandising.
Sucked.
Just because they didn't have as good of merchandising. They were a small, it was a smaller.
I remember my mom, I think I have this thing against Monchichis because my mom's like, I remember my mom came home from a garage sale. She's like, I got you something. And it was like a bunch of Monchichis.
The monkey guys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want these.
But they had shirts and they all had like
they
different
had
animals.
Shirts. I love great. That. That's
I wanted a shirt tail shirt so shirts. Bad. I'm just telling you. I liked it. Plus, I think maybe it's because I'm older. Maybe, like, I had a different affinity. Because I always thought, like, the Get Along Gang is like the baby show. Like my little brother liked to watch it. And I was like, I'm too cool for that. I'm watching Shirtails. I'm not.
Shirtails was just
I never,
baby-ish.
Like, pit them against each other. I never had thought of them as, like, in competition. Well, but I don't know.
The Get Along Gang is a gang.
That's true. See, also, that's bad. Shirtails.
Whatever. Bloodhound Gang. They were good.
I know, but still gang. Shirtails didn't have to call themselves a gang to fight crime.
Well, obviously, the best crime fighters are the ones with the, called gang.
I don't know. What about Scooby-Doo? They fight crime and ghosts.
Scooby gang.
They're not called Scooby
Fred
gang.
Fred said, hey, gang, all the time.
Yeah, but they weren't called Scooby
gang. They called
gang.
Each other gang.
Yeah, but they weren't called gang. They called each other that, but they didn't have to put it in their title.
They were called Mystery Incorporated.
Yeah, see, Inc. That's cooler.
They were a business.
Yeah, Mystery Inc., Shirtails. I like
that. Speaking of that, if you haven't watched Scooby-Doo Mystery Inc., it's great, and you should watch it.
Still
if you watch
haven't
it,
yet, no.
It's amazing. I think it's still on Netflix. If it's not, seek it out, because it's great. The third thing that he says is, with Gary Marshall dead, Penny Marshall presents Bat Day. Like at Disneyland? Is that Bat Day? Is that what you're talking about?
Maybe.
Bat Day? Is that a thing anywhere else?
Maybe. Or maybe just like Batman?
Batman Day?
I don't know.
Well,
not sure.
Thank you for the letters. Yeah, they're brother and sister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just figured, but I didn't
Why know. Do you think Penny was in Gary's show?
I guess that makes sense. Well, I don't know. It could have been wife. No. Daughter? I don't know.
Brother, sister.
Okay. Well, yeah, thank you guys for writing. Keep it up. Send us stuff our way.
Brendoman@gmail.com or go to our website.
All those things.
Yeah.
Man. You know what I've been thinking about lately?
What?
How easy it is to listen to podcasts on Stitcher.
It's super easy.
I've been just thinking about that. Just yeah, I was walking
That's
along.
That's what I think about.
You know, it sure is easy to listen to podcasts on Stitcher.
Why am I not doing it right now?
I don't know. Why am I just walking and thinking this when I could be listening to someone else think for
yeah.
me?
Yeah. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
You just hit play.
I've been thinking about this a lot lately.
They have this really weird ad right now where it's like this really boring ad saying it's like, Adobe Acrobat has, like, it's for, like, they're, like, they make these marketing white papers. They're, like, marketing white papers are boring, so you can listen to them. And I'm, like, if this is the voice for your audio white papers, this is even more boring than reading a white paper. You're not selling me on these white paper audio white papers because this is, like, the most boring thing I've ever heard.
Well, I have a rant about Adobe later on today, so we can talk about Adobe even more.
Adobe.
Adobe. Adobe charging me any more money.
Well, they do.
I know. It's terrible.
Their freaking Creative Cloud.
Ugh. I'm so tired of hearing. Okay. Well, we'll get to that. Stitcher's great. Use the code BrendoMan. Give us a thumbs up. Maybe write a review. Comment something.
Go to RadioBrendo.com. Click the Stitcher link. Do all that stuff. Rate and review. Subscribe on iTunes as always. That helps us out. Tell your friends.
We got a new iTunes review like just this last week, and it was very nice.
I don't just say that. I put that a lot. Tell your friends. We're not just being like, that's not like just our catchphrase.
Right. We'll make a shirt that just says, tell your friends.
No, really. Tell your friends.
Yeah. That'd
Please.
Be cool.
If you knew the source of unlimited water and your friends were thirsty, you'd tell them, right? Well, we're the source of unlimited entertainment
right.
for your
friends. You couldn't listen to our back catalog in its entirety, I don't think.
mean, you could. It would just take a long time.
It would take a long time. It would take a long time.
Longer than...
It took us years to put it together, so I don't know.
We've talked a lot.
We've talked a lot.
But you know who else talks a lot is all the Benview Network podcasts. Right.
Many of which are going to be at Comic-Con Palm Springs.
So many of them.
Represented there.
Not all of them. We wish they could all be, but...
That's right.
You know, check out the Nerd's Eye View and... And I listened to them talk about Pete's Dragon, and they agreed with us.
It's great, right?
We're on the same page.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, you can also check out things like Midnight Marinara, even though we're on hiatus right now until next week, MBWS.
Right.
Listen to me, listen to Benson Sometimes, and Veronica. Most of the time talking about wrestling.
I was going to say, Nerd's Eye View is going to be doing a live show at Comic-Con, so just want to throw that out there.
And Comic Nerdy Night, Star Wars Nerdy Night, lots of stuff going on there. Mandarin Orange Show, yes. Bill and Janelle, you're going to be live. Popsicles, we're going to be live, with or without Derek.
You better be there. You
better be there. Artist Tree, Kayla's going to be on some panels.
Yep. David from Midnight Marinara will be on a panel.
We also got Trent Talk. We got Van Dammit. And I think they're going to do a new one to talk about the Jean-Claude Van Johnson.
Yeah. I haven't watched it yet.
We'll talk about it. Okay. You should watch. Did you watch The Tick?
I did watch The Tick, so we can definitely talk about that.
But yeah, let's go to BenviewNetwork.com, listen to all the shows.
Extra They're Damage great. Will be live
Extra
also.
Damage, featuring Josh. But you know, if you want to start your own podcast or your own website, or you need a portfolio website, or you're selling stuff, or you just want to have a website that says, hey, world, I'm here.
That would be a good website. Heyworldimhere.com. Is that a thing?
I'm sure it is.
If it's not, snatch it up, guys.
I'm going to type it right now. Heyworldimhere.com.
You put .co.
Well, .co is it?
It's available.
Oh, you can have it.
You can do it. You guys, this is your chance.
What about heyworldiamhere?
Iamhere.com.
That's also available. Wow, we're coming up with new things all day.
We'll give that's a freebie. On us there. Whoever snatches it up first.
That could be like a map site.
Yeah.
Could come up with a map.
Do anything.
Map of the world.
Or you could just have it like linked to your GPS on your phone and it just would show where you are at any given time.
Because that's a great idea. Although Google did have a thing. Google has a thing where it's like, do you want to see where your friends are? And you could end up like, no, I don't want to turn that on.
Horrifying.
Like, it's called, I forgot, I think they got rid of it because it was like, because I think I had it on and then like, because one time, like, I think Jerry had hers on and it was like, Jerry, and I'm like, that's weird that I know exactly where somebody is.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I kind of get it, but I'm like, I don't want people to know where I am all the time. This is where I don't do the check-in thing, like Foursquare and even on Facebook, because I'm like, first of all, nobody cares that you're at freaking Quiznos right now. Nobody cares.
Actually, I would care, because where is there a Quiznos still?
Well, okay. Whatever.
I know there's some out there.
But I'm sorry. Am I being weird that I don't care where people are all the time?
No,
this is the world that we live in now where we have to tell everybody that we're at. I don't like it. I don't like it. I also just think like, we basically just changed. When did we just go from like, you know, you teach your kids, like, don't do this, don't talk to strangers, right. Don't tell, you know, and then it's like, I'm just telling everybody.
I'm everywhere.
And it's also, I mean, this has been talked about a lot, but it's basically like, hey, everybody, I'm not at my house.
Right.
Like.
Anyone looking to break in, steal some stuff.
And then the people that check in at their house. And
you
so
can
now.
That?
Yeah. And they're like, here's my, and so it's basically, I'm like, oh, congratulations, you just told the internet where you live.
Right. And hey, you want to pop in from your mother-in-law? You just got one. You
yeah. Nope, that's crazy. I don't know. If you want that website where it's like, hey, here I am.
That's it. You can get it.
And you can also save $50 off creating it at DreamHost. Go to RadioBrando.com, click the DreamHost link, and save $50 off your order.
You should definitely do that.
Do that today. Right now.
Yes.
And then tell everybody about it. Check in.
Do it. Tell everyone where you're at. I want someone to do that so that we can see. We'll know. And if one of our listeners buys it, we'll do a segment each week where we see where you're at while we're recording.
But then
mark my words.
You have to figure it. We can't tell you how to do that because
someone buys that and makes that website, we will make a segment where we say, okay, where's whoever at? And we'll just say, okay, they're at the bathroom right now.
Bob's on the toilet.
Bob's on the toilet.
And that's Bob's it. At Bob's Big Boy.
There we go. All right. That's the challenge. If you want your segment on the show, this is your chance. All right. But, you know, if you want to just get free shipping on stuff, you also have a chance at that.
Amazon Prime.
Yes.
And if you want to, like, check out the stuff, all the cool stuff on it.
If you want to check out all the stuff. All the
cool videos on Amazon Prime.
If you want to join Mark's bad movie experience.
Yeah, buy those movies for cheap. Get two-day free shipping with no minimum order size. And all kinds of other goodies. You can try out Amazon Prime for 30 days for free by going to RadioBrendo.com, clicking the Amazon Prime. Do you have an urgent message?
Just a positive one.
Is your phone blowing up?
Yes. A good message from Comic-Con Palm Springs.
Okay.
Things are looking great.
Things are looking great? So is that what they told you?
That's good. It's all good.
All right. Well, you know what else is looking good is people buying stuff on Amazon through our Amazon link.
Yes, they should definitely do that. But you can
do that too. Go to RadioBrendo.com, click the Amazon link, and then buy stuff on Amazon like normal.
Now, if you do that, we will read the stuff that you bought.
Yeah. But we don't know. We don't know who bought this. We know somebody did. We're all good here. How about you? That's what they said?
No. No. Oh.
That was Andrew.
That was Andrew saying that, yes.
Yeah.
All right. So what did people buy this week?
Somebody bought and it's another one of these Universal Waterproof Case JOTO Johto?
Johto?
Cell phone dry bag pouch for Apple iPhone 6S, 6, 6S Plus, 7 SE, 5S, Samsung Galaxy S7, S6, Note 7, 5, HTC, LG, Sony, Nokia, Motor.
And then you breathe. It's a case, right? It's a case for a phone.
I believe it's a waterproof case.
Ooh.
So you can throw your phone in the toilet all you want.
Yes. Oh, Janelle has one like that. Like, she already has one.
She's Johto.
But she's used it. Like, it works.
It's $8. Why not give it a try?
Yeah. You just throw your whole phone in the little bag and it seals and clips it off.
And then you dump it in the toilet.
Yeah. Or the pool. We've taken, like, you know, we go swimming. She'll set it by the pool so it doesn't get splashed and wrecked. It's pretty cool. That's exactly the one that she has.
Pretty nifty.
Nice.
All right, then we got an Orico tool-free USB 3.02 SATA external hard disk drive enclosure case for 3.5-inch SATA HDD and SSD. Support UASP and 8TB drives. It's a hard drive enclosure.
I think these titles are going to be on the new SATs, and the question will be, what is this? It's not even
done yet.
Oh.
5400 RPM SATA, 6 gigabyte second, 64 megabyte cache, 3.5-inch.
It'll be, the question will be, what is
it? Oh, wait, that was a different thing.
That's two different things.
So here's the hard drive enclosure, and then a WD Blue 6 terabyte desktop hard disk drive. So I think somebody bought this hard disk drive and then an enclosure for it.
Okay.
So it was probably, buying the hard drive and the case is probably cheaper than buying an external drive.
Right.
Buy a regular hard drive, turn it into an external drive.
Yeah, boom. Smart.
Might save some money. This is interesting. Jell-O Pudding Pops mold kit. Make your own Jell-O Pudding Pops since they don't exist anymore.
That's cool.
You just put pudding in them?
I think so, and then you just freeze it, right? But how's that different than like a regular...
Well, it's like you
oh, but it comes with it, like the
it's like
stuff
the,
to make it, too.
Oh, so it comes with a pudding pop mold, 6 pops, 2 boxes of chocolate pudding, 2 boxes of vanilla pudding. I love that now they're like, we don't make these anymore, but here, make your own freaking pudding pops.
You want pudding pops?
And probably like, we're pops. Sick of getting letters about pudding pops. Make your own freaking pudding pop. You just put sticks in pudding.
It's not that hard, people.
You make, here, do it yourself.
You laugh, but I would totally do that. That looks delicious.
They were probably getting, I'm serious, they were getting
they're
lost.
So sick
and they're like, we can't afford, pop. We can't, sir, we can't afford to make pudding pops again. But we can make these kits to make this so people can make the pudding pops.
Dude, I love pudding pops. That's just, that's dangerous. Do they have a shirt?
I want to buy the shirt. What's the, no, it's holding it up to the shirt, to the size of the box.
I've never seen that before with like a food item. That's so
weird. Because
it's like a little outline of a person holding it in front of themselves, but then it has a measurement. Because you don't know how big
that person is. It takes 10 minutes plus freezing.
But
I kind of want to buy these.
I mean, that could be like, that could be like Shaq holding that up there. That is no, a human body is not a good
scale. It also has the actual measurements.
Right, but I'm just saying like.
It's 10 inches.
It's not a universal thing to compare it to.
Well, 10 inches is 10 inches.
Okay, we should just have a ruler there then. You wouldn't have had to outline the guy.
And he's like crushing it. Yeah. He's like, I really hate these pudding puffs. I want to buy these.
I mean, it looks fantastic.
There's also different molds. There's dinosaurs.
Oh,
oh, that's for Jell-O Jigglers. And then there's back to school Jigglers. Oh, wow. So there's like a bunch of different stuff. Oh, we just.
Oh, you can get tons.
So these are like. There's only one pudding. Halloween.
The rest are all Jigglers.
Look at these Jigglers, though.
Oh, no, that's the same
one. But the Jigglers kind of sound
Minions
good.
Minions Jigglers.
Minions Jigglers. Holiday Jigglers. Lots of Jigglers.
Pretty great.
They're out of happy birthday.
I used to love making Jell-O Jigglers.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
My own.
Yeah.
And you know what I would always do is put, like, not quite enough water so it was, like, real thick and rubbery because I love rubbery Jell-O. There's nothing like a good rubbery piece of Jell-O.
I kind of want to buy these pudding pops. Now I'm thinking about pudding pops.
Have you ever bought something, like, while we're on the show?
No. It's $9.99.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Pretty good.
I want the pudding pop. Because then once you have the molds, then all you have to do after that is buy pudding.
Yeah.
This could lead to like a...
Now, I just want to point this out, however. Like those molds, like you could buy those for like pennies at the dollar store. And then you could just buy pudding. It may be worth looking into how much it is to buy it separately. Just a thought.
Yeah, but this is like...
But that says pudding pop mold kit on the box, so I realize...
All right, I'm going to hold off. I probably... But then I was like... But then I'm just going to buy pudding all the time, and then I'm just going to be eating pudding pops. Oh, man.
What are you having for dinner? Pudding?
You're right, because you can buy these at the dollar store, and then you just put pudding pops, pudding in it.
Pudding. I mean, you can buy Jell-O pudding.
It's just pudding.
But I would be willing to bet you could buy the pudding and the pop thing separately for less than $10.
It comes with three boxes of... That's a lot of pudding.
It is a lot of pudding, so I mean, maybe not. But I would compare before I buy, because I'm a smart shopper like that. Or cheap, however you want
to say. No, I totally agree with you, because you can... Because I actually have popsicle
ice molds,
but they're small. They're not like... But I want, like,
you want
these
to be
kinds.
Like
but yeah, I'm sure you
pop.
Can find these shaped ones that are shaped like this. I think you're right. I think that's... Okay, but we'll see.
But it's on your list now. It's on the radar.
Okay, we got 100% organic yellow... Beeswax pellets, 1 pound, premium quality, cosmetic grade, triple filtered beeswax pastilles, great for DIY lip balm recipes, bod.
Bod? Why does it just say bod at the end?
I think it got cut off.
Because they wrote too many words? Oh, yeah.
Body, creams, lotions, deodorants. So it's just like beeswax, basically.
Did
and
you
then
order
you
this?
Like, what?
Is this one your order?
Why?
Did you order this? Just did you?
No.
Oh, it's none of your beeswax?
It's not mine.
Okay.
It's not yours either.
It's not my beeswax.
It's none of yours either. It's none of ours. It's
none of either of our beeswax.
You're freaking...
That's why someone bought it. They're not even going to use
it. I can't believe you made me participate in your stupid joke.
That's the only reason someone bought this. They just wanted us to say that, you know.
I don't know. That looks messy.
Well, if you're making lip balm...
So we just, like, melt it into, like...
Because people do, like make
plastic.
Their own stuff.
You can make furniture polish.
See, that worries me. If you can polish furniture and you put it on your lips.
Beeswax is in like everything that has wax.
Okay.
I think if you added like, you don't just clean furniture with beeswax. You add like the cleaning
like an
products.
Element in it. It's like how seaweed
it's like how
goes in
all the, yeah, there's seaweed and everything. All
right. Okay.
Beeswax and everything. Anything waxy. Where do you think the wax comes from?
I don't know. Wax.
Wax. Your wax.
Wax plants.
You think charred 9.5 quart smart pressure canner and cooker. Ooh, a pressure cooker.
I see. That's what you need to like do your fruit stuff and can it.
Yeah,
that's what one would tell me. Maybe someone I know is buying this so they can the fruit that I will give them.
You can pressure cook, slow cook. I mean, it's also a slow cooker. I'll make the rice.
Yeah.
I need a new crock pot and my rice.
But because it has a canner cooker, with it,
man,
then I can just bring you fruit and you can can it.
I didn't buy this.
Well, I'm just saying, if you bought one,
give me a,
I would say, Brendan, can it.
15, you can it.
But then I would can you fruit while I said that, so I'm allowed to say it.
You're scared of canning and barbecues.
Yeah, basically, food preparation is terrifying.
Then we got a harmonica.
Nice.
Clearly colorful,
someone
translucent.
Someone else bought a harmonica.
It might be the same person buying up those harmonicas.
Is someone joining a harmonica band?
Maybe they're joining a barbershop quartet or something.
Do they all have harmonicas in those?
I think so. Don't they? Well, some of them do.
I think just like the, just they have the one. The key, but it's just a...
Yeah. Well, that's what they're, maybe that's what they're using it for.
Maybe so.
All right, we got... Well, it could be a harmonica band, a jug band, a Dixieland band.
Could be. Wait. What if Blues Traveler himself listens to our show?
Yeah. I love that you call him Blues Traveler.
I don't know what his name is. But what if he listens to our show?
Blues Traveler himself. Well, hello, Mr. Traveler.
If you're out there.
And you buy really cheap harmonicas because he doesn't have a lot of money anymore. Isn't his name like John Popper?
Sure. I don't know.
Something.
As Blues Traveler. He answers to that. Believe me, he's fine
with
that.
Blues.
Blues Traveler. If someone called me Pop Vox, I would answer. Believe me. I would answer in a heartbeat, and I would not be offended. If all someone right. called you Brendo Man, oh, wait.
That is. Well, that's fine.
Go. See, you named it after yourself, so you automatically get that. Not everyone has that privilege.
All right. Well, we also got some video games. Bunch of video games.
Yeah. What do we got?
Someone went crazy.
Could have been different people.
I think it. I don't know. We got Battlefield 1 Early Enlister Deluxe Edition for Xbox One. We got Call of Duty Infinite Warfare Standard Edition for Xbox One.
All right.
Titanfall 2 Deluxe Edition, Xbox One. And Warner Home Video Games Lego Dimensions Adventure Time Level Pack.
I'm hoping someone bought that for me and is going to send it to
me. I bet you Adam Wells bought all this stuff.
For me? I don't have an Xbox.
Does Adam Wells have an Xbox? I thought he's a PlayStation guy.
I thought he was PlayStation, yeah.
Well, then somebody bought some Xbox One games.
And then one person bought me a Lego set because I don't have that one.
Is that the one that you don't?
Well,
what about the Ghostbusters one? Did you get that?
They have a whole new series. I haven't gotten to get a lot of new ones. I haven't gotten any new ones.
Do you have Gizmo?
No, that's all new series.
Man, because like that was crazy when we were playing the multiplayer, and I'm like, Gizmo is messing me up.
Yeah,
he was like, "Is this cool running around and seeing all kinds of different?"
It's like little Lego,
like little Lego Gizmo.
Adventure Time has Ghostbusters, Scooby Doo. Everybody's in it. It's fantastic. I love that game. But I haven't gotten any of the new series just because you know. Money.
Well, be sure to check out our Facebook group and lots of stuff. For instance, today I just posted about Netflix announced Anne of Green Gables.
I saw this like right before
Netflix
came over.
Series, so I tagged Janelle.
Did you see what it, like the description of it was?
It's like
they're doing like a gritty reboot of Anne of Green Gables.
It's gonna be so. I cannot
wait.
I think it's gonna be like Anne of Green Gables meets like 90210 or something like that.
I don't know. Like, how does that even work?
Murder in Avonlea.
I mean, I don't know.
This time it's serious.
Because you saw, like, the creator is one of the writers from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, dude.
So, I mean, what the heck is that going to be? I don't know.
I'm pumped.
I can't imagine. What if, like, oh, it just could be nuts.
I think it's going to be like a gritty. I think gritty meaning is going to be like high drama.
Could be. Or it could also be, like, realistic, you know, like...
Prairie life.
They lived dirty back then, you know, and, like, bathe every day. Maybe they're just dirty. Like Monty Python, you know, Holy Grail type of thing.
We mean gritty as in...
Like, literally like, gritty. Literally like, they don't bathe much. It's still sweetsy and cute. They're just dirty.
Just dirty.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
A gang comes in town, takes over Avonlea, and only Anne can save the town by burning it to the ground.
She's like hiding behind the thing with a slingshot in her hand.
Only one person.
Anne. Oh, because it's just going to be called Anne, right? Yeah.
One girl.
Only one can save them.
Only one. This town's only big enough for one.
And then she shoots a guy and says, "The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, does it, Marilla?" Dun, dun, dun. I know quotes from the actual Anne of Green Gables movie, so I can, like, throw them out there. I'm pretty sure there's a very small overlap in our audience between people that listen to our show and people that can quote Anne of Avonlea, but if you're out there, you guys would appreciate that
well,
joke.
talk about it in the Facebook group. Go to RadioBrendo.com for all the links. You also got our subreddit. What's going on with our Kickstarter, Phil?
Well, after Comic-Con Palm Springs, we're going to have lots of stuff to deliver.
Yeah, we said that after the last three cons.
Well, no, Comic-Con Palm Springs has been like the one, because that's like we got 13 things going. It's a lot of work. Okay. So after that.
Sure.
Immediately after that.
We got Clicker Heroes Clan at clickerheroes.com. Dave's back.
Oh, yeah?
Because he got his phone fixed. I guess
oh, that's right. His phone was broken for a while. That's why he wasn't playing.
And, yeah, because he popped back up, except now he's, like, way behind because the game totally changed and it's crazy.
You gotta, like, catch up now.
Yeah, because Kermit and Craig from the Rez, like, just like...
They've been dominating.
Yeah.
Well, he'll catch up again.
I'm, like, Caesar ahead of me because I don't know what I'm doing. I need a new strategy.
You just click.
No, there's a whole thing.
More than just clicking?
It's pretty complicated, actually.
All right.
Well, you know what's not complicated is listening to Mandarin Orange Show or going over to manmyvacationpants.com.
That's true.
For Janelle's stuff.
Those are easy things to do.
And check that out. And, yeah.
Got a new show coming out this week, in fact. Like every week.
And if you are in Big Bear, check out Mountain Room Escapes at mountainroomescapes.com. If you like Room Escapes.
It's a fantastic one.
You planning a trip out there?
Interestingly enough, he is... I don't know exactly how long, but a week or two out from launching his second room.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Second room?
Second room. It's second the location? Sequel. It's the same room. It's the sequel.
So he's just like, so the old room's gone?
No. It's set in the same thing. I don't know the story, but the basic idea is that you come back to the setting like 3 months after the first thing happened, and you come back for a second thing that happens in the same setting. So depending on which one you're doing, they just set the room in different ways. So it's all new puzzles, all new storyline, all new effects, etc.
Whoa.
I don't know. He's not telling me about it because I want to be able to go through it and do it again. Well, so
if you want to check that out, mountainroomescapes.com, use the code RadioBrendoMan to get $5 off each ticket, and you get a special exclusive gift when you join the game.
It's going to be good.
You know what else is going to be good?
What's that?
Oh, we already did this.
Yeah, talked about that.
Talked about that. But Comic-Con Palm Springs, as we said multiple times, podcastadvocates.com. We're going to be presenting a bunch of panels and live podcasts and also our Webcomics Advocates panel. And yeah. Our friend Patrick Scullin is going to be doing a art panel for kids.
Live A plus B.
Live A plus B. Live shows.
We basically are going morning till night. Taking and Saturday over. And Sunday.
Mesquite Room D. If you go to the...
We'll post it in the group.
It's also on BenVNetwork.com. There's the schedule page.
So we'll post links to that.
Got all our things. And be sure to, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, go on Groupon, type in Comic-Con Palm Springs, $39?
I think so, for like the whole weekend.
For the whole weekend.
It's a pretty good deal.
That's definitely what you want to do.
Yes.
I got a pretty good hotel room for $53 a night.
It's good. We paid a little more.
But you're, like, right there.
But we're right there, and I think ours had, like, breakfast or something like
Mine's
that.
Got breakfast.
Well, that's good. It's good.
And we'll see. So
could be good. Could be good.
I am excited. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I mean, I'm going to be getting up early because we've got a freaking...
Well, right, because our first thing on Saturday is at 10. It's 10:30 on Saturday and then 10 on Sunday.
Ugh.
It's one or the other. Maybe it's switched the other way around.
But yeah, you know what else is coming up is Long Beach Comic Con.
Yes, our panel is going to be on 17th, 18th.
Ours is going to be on Sunday, the 18th. Do we know the time yet?
Yes, but I don't remember off the top of my head.
Well, longbeachcomiccon.com is where you're going to find all the information and buy tickets.
It's in that email I sent you.
Okay.
The first one.
So. I should have looked at that.
It's there, but
put it in here. Because people are going to want to check that out. That's going to be our Webcomics Advocates panel featuring you and me and Josh and Patrick.
Yep.
Man, we've been doing that panel. This will be like our however many years.
Well, plus this year alone, we've already done WonderCon, Long Beach Expo,
yeah, Comic-Con, This will be our fifth
in 1 year.
For 1 year. That's a pretty awesome.
That's pretty great. That's fantastic. Plus, if you add like all the other panels we're doing I think we might be setting a panel record.
Maybe, except Should for maybe, like, this? Real professionals that do a panel every time they appear.
Yeah, but if they only do one every time they appear, we're doing 13.
Well, we're not doing all 13.
Well, but we're a part of 13 in one way or another.
You know what else we're a part of? That'd be the L.A. Podcast Festival.
Yeah.
Which is the next week after that, September 23rd and 25th. There are still tickets, lapodfest.com. Now, we're not going to be, like, doing our podcast there, but we are going to be doing our podcast recording in the podcast lounge. And if you come, we'll talk to you on the show.
We'll put you in our show.
Be in our show. That's right. And hopefully, we're going to be talking to lots of other people. We're going to be there with our friend Cheryl Jones. Is going to be there for Movies Made Me. And I'm excited because Joe Myers is coming out. And he's from the podcast Macabre, and he's a longtime web friend that I haven't met in person. I talked to him on the phone once. But he's somebody I've known for a long time, but he's coming out, and cause he's gonna be there with his girlfriend Elisa, who's another friend of the show. And so I'm excited to talk to Joe. We're already gonna have Joe on the show at some point talking about, cause he loves horror movies. Nice. And all kinds of, and he's his podcast. They talk all about that, but also just talking to Joe because he's a good guy, and I'm excited. And I'm also excited about all the other, because who knows? We're going to be there for all 3 days. Last year in one day, it was, I mean, if you've listened to the show, you know how crazy our podcast festival adventure was last year. Last year in one day, we saw Patton Oswalt, did not talk to him.
Right.
We
looked around
Todd him. Glass. We had Greg Proops. We had Mark Maron himself. We had Graham Elwood. Is that it? Well, we had Cheryl.
Yeah. There's one other. Oh, at the very end.
Todd Glass.
Oh, that was Todd Glass. You're right. Okay. I guess that's it. Oh, we had one other guy that did another show that I forget his name.
Oh, yeah.
One of the other guys that was there. So we had a lot, though.
But and I think this year, since we're there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday,
be even crazier.
It's going to be nuts, and I'm excited.
Also, Cheryl has put together some cool stuff for our podcast advocates panel at Comic-Con Palm Springs.
We're going to be doing our podcast advocates
panel. She's got like a thing she's handing out. She wrote up like a really cool, I don't know if you saw the thing. Yes. I think you did, yeah. So we're going to have some good stuff at that. Just one more plug for that. And because Cheryl at Movies Made Me is really cool.
Yes. And you should check that show out. And also, again, lapodfest.com if you're going to be in L.A. And there's lots of tons of great shows doing, like, I mean, we're talking the big boys.
Yeah.
But we're going to be in the podcast lounge.
Yes, we
hanging
are.
Out. And also maybe watching. I'm excited because Get Up On This is doing an episode. And I finally get to see them live. And
cool.
And I hope... Like my real big hope is I'm gonna try and contact him beforehand. I figure maybe that might be a good idea, is try and reach out to some of these people to maybe be like, hey, can you set aside some time to come from here? I want to have Jensen on the show. I would love
that'd be great.
To talk to Jensen. There's so many things I want to talk to Jensen about his book, about running an art gallery, we're writing for WWE, his music career, like just so much stuff. He's a cool guy. So I really hope that we can make that happen. And I will see him before PodFest because I think he goes to all the PWG shows. So maybe if I see him there and I can talk to him there.
That's cool.
And be like, hey, you're going to be at PodFest. Can you set aside 10 minutes?
That's all we need.
10 minutes, come over to the room. It's directly adjacent to the room that you will be in.
Yep.
And
sometimes there's candy in there.
Yeah.
So it's great.
I hope it's the same girl running it because she's really cool.
We got free records.
We got free records. We'll see. I'm excited about PodFest. And I'm excited about all the other conventions. And then we'll go into hibernation. Yeah. That'll be the last. That's like the last thing.
Yeah, for a long time.
Oh, wait. No.
What?
Because guess. Oh, I forgot to forward this to you.
What?
Kamikaze has pro badges.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When is that?
It's in October.
Okay.
So I was thinking about maybe going, if I get approved, you have to get approved.
Hmm.
So I was going to say you should also sign up. You should go to Kamikaze.
Yeah, okay.
It's in October. But I don't know. But lots of cons.
Yeah.
Lots of good stuff going on. So I think we're going to do it next for this episode. Stay tuned. Right. Next episode, Phil's going to talk about this Adobe thing. And also, you heard the tease last Thursday. Well, it actually ended up being Friday. I forgot to
put the episode. Yeah.
But there's a crazy Marmaduke coming up.
It's nuts.
There was one night where I sat there looking at it, I'm like, I'm just going to peek. And I was like, no.
Don't do it.
And I haven't.
It's crazy. And I think it's going to confirm a lot of the things that we think. I haven't read it, but I just peeked and saw something.
And I started putting it out there, like, in the episode description. If anybody knows Paul, is Paul Anderson.
That's his name.
And not Paul W.S. Anderson or Paul Thomas Anderson.
Right.
Either of those directors. This is another Paul Anderson, son of Brad Anderson. He currently still does Marmaduke.
Really?
I showed him to you, the ones he does.
Like,
because most of the time it's reprints, but he still does the Sunday. Well, I showed you one. They're bad.
I remember
they're
that.
They're terrible. Man. They're real bad.
You should reach out.
There's no way to contact him. I've looked.
Okay.
But if anybody we know or anything or anybody or I don't know, just because I know we've tried to contact because we never were able to find that Final Fantasy guy.
No, I know. I think that might be lost to the history of Nintendo.
But I don't. Like, cause this guy's a person, but he doesn't do, cause I'm like, he has to go to conventions or something. No.
Nothing.
The cartoon strips guys, like, most of them don't do.
Year
was Jim Davis's first appearance at San Diego Comic-Con ever. I still can't find anything about,
like, how did that go? I think he controlled it like Florence Foster.
Like, there's no video.
Huh. No one, like, snuck a phone in.
Cause, like, I don't even know what Jim Davis looks like.
I don't either. I always assume he looks like John. But I mean,
that's probably true.
I mean, what if it is? What if he just walks in and looks
exactly he's like 80 like now.
Yeah, well, like an older version.
80-year-old John. Maybe I need to look more. But I looked a little bit, especially like a couple days after. I'm like, somebody has to have been at this panel and recorded video. But because like it was happening. There was like so much going on that day.
What if just no one went to it?
No way.
What if no one went to it?
What if Jim Davis did a panel at Comic-Con and no one came?
It's possible. But I doubt it.
I remember there's a famous Comic-Con story. They did a panel for the middle.
Uh-huh.
And that was when, like, I think, like, CBS realized, like, oh, we can't just have a panel for every show. Because apparently the only people at this panel were TV reporters. And some blogger was like, What if CBS had a television panel for a hit new show and nobody came? Because that's what happened. And also, when they did, another overreach was they did a Glee panel in Hall H. It was like, maybe, because I know a couple people that went to it and they said there was less than 1,000 people.
Yeah, you gotta know, like, your audience there. Like, that's just not.
Cause that was the one time Glee came to Comic-Con and they never came back.
That's funny.
Is Glee still on?
I don't think so. But I don't know. I have no idea.
Cause I tapped out after, like. Oh, Andrew says no. Okay. Oh,
okay.
But I know they did a one Comic-Con panel and there was, like, nobody came.
Maybe. This is what happened. I already know. Jim Davis came. He said, I'm gonna be there at Comic-Con. And then he's like, oh, you take that Garfield without Garfield guy. How about a Jim Davis panel without Jim Davis? That's what happened. He didn't show.
What if Garfield without Garfield secretly is Jim Davis?
It probably is. He's like sick of it. He's like, all right, I'm just going to do this now.
But that guy actually made a book. I think he got approval or something. Well, because Jim Davis, he's the kind of, like, he's at the level where he's like, you want to give me money? Like, sure.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
He's like Steven Spielberg of comics now.
But even worse, I feel like, because what hasn't Garfield, like, put in, like.
I don't know.
Although, I still think Peanuts is, because Peanuts, like, Peanuts endorses life insurance and mutual funds.
And didn't they do, like, retreat places at one point, weren't they like part of a all inclusive resorts? There was a thing I think they promoted.
Oh,
like Club Med, right?
Was that Peanuts?
I think it was.
No, I think you're right. I feel like
they've been on some weird stuff.
Well,
like
I mean,
that.
Also theme parks.
Well,
and
right. That's like less that crazy.
Well, there's no Garfield theme park.
True.
Garfield doesn't have a.
I bet there is.
There's no Camp Garfield.
I bet there is in China.
Well, there's everything
in
China.
They've got it there somewhere.
I mean, they have bootleg everything. Right. But Jim Davis isn't seeing any of that money.
That's true.
Although Jim Davis is probably so smart, he figured out a way to get that Chinese money.
I think he did, yeah.
Which most people, like Disney, still finally figure that out. Oh, he found pictures.
He found pictures of Jim Davis?
There you go.
I bet it's empty. Either that or people are throwing stuff.
All right.
All right, he's got a picture here. Let's just take a peek.
Does he look like John? Wow, that's him at Comic-Con.
Yeah, he's there.
Man, he was at a booth.
We could have walked by?
We could have walked by and not known it.
I wouldn't know
what he actually looks very jolly.
He's probably pretty happy.
He got an award.
Well, here's the thing. Once upon a time, like, I love Garfield. Everybody loved Garfield at one point
or another.
It got to a point where, you know, it was kind of taken over by a corporate machine.
Of course he got his pick. Well, because Mark Evanier wrote for Garfield and Friends, so of course they're buds.
I used to love Garfield and Friends.
Well, Garfield and Friends is legitimately awesome.
Yeah.
Like, legitimately great.
Have we talked about Garfield's Nine Lives before? Probably.
That's also great.
Fantastic.
But at some point, it just became, I hate Mondays and I eat lasagna.
Yep.
And Odie sucks.
And Nermal. Darn that Nermal. He's so cute. That's pretty much it.
That's basically what it became. But Garfield Without Garfield is amazing because it's basically like, oh my gosh, John is like suicidal. Right. Like all the time.
Right.
All right. Well, we need to end this episode.
Yeah, we're still wrapping up this episode.
Well, yeah. What were we talking about before?
The end?
The conventions and Comic-Con.
Yeah, oh, yeah. See you at all that stuff.
Well, hopefully we'll see you at Comic-Con Palm Springs. You should buy your tickets now if you haven't yet, if you're going to be there.
Yep.
And if not, I mean, we're going to record it. Hopefully it'll work.
And I think it'll be good. We're all good.
You'll be listening to that next week. Well, stay tuned until Thursday, everybody. And for Radio Brendo Man, I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
Have a good one, everybody.
Is a part of the BenView Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.
I'm Jordan, and this is Nerd's Eye View. Who do I have with me?
I'm Andrew.
I'm Tom.
And what do we do here, Andrew?
Well, we talk about movies. Every week, we always talk about something that's new in theaters, as well as tell you what's going on with the box office top 10 and what's coming out on DVD and Blu-ray.
And then we do a crazy thing called Guess the Ending, which Andrew has a wonderful catchphrase for, but it mainly involves us coming up with crazy stories for all the new movies that are coming out.
So if any of that sounds good to you, find us online, nevpodcast.com, or on Twitter, @nevpodcast, or benviewnetwork.com.
What was I supposed to say?